be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatsoever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that a man shall give a woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that was the case of a man and his wife, is it better not to marry?" He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but those for whom that it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the life of one of our more recent saints, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who his story is so profound, an act of unconditional love that while he was in Auschwitz, he gave up his life for his fellow man because he knew that this man was a father, he had a family, and he wanted him to survive. So he was martyred for his faith. And in our first reading today, it talks about how we will be judged for how we live our life, for the actions that we do or we fail to do. And this beautiful saint is such an inspiration for us all, because without hesitation, he said, "Lord, if you need me to die, I'm going to do it." Now, the good news for us is most of us will not physically be martyred, okay? But in many different ways, we are martyred in our own lives through the suffering we endure, through the daily lives that we're called to live by submitting to the will of God in our life. So martyrdom comes in many different forms. But what we are called to do is die to ourselves every single day, to allow our egos to get out of the way, to allow the true teachings of the church to shape us so that we can grow as holy disciples of Christ. This is the beauty of our faith, that God has called each one of us to follow him and to do wonderful things for him each and every day. So remember that throughout the day today. When maybe your patience is tried, your faith is tested, that maybe you're just tired and our Lord's asking you to give a little bit more, that we are called to bring the kingdom of God to those around us today. So no matter who we meet today, let's try to see Jesus in them so that when they walk away from us, they'll say, "That is a disciple of Jesus Christ." So let's ask St. Maximilian Kolbe to intercede for us right now, that we may follow the example of the great saints and strive for holiness, and not for success here on earth, but for holiness in heaven.